Everyone, welcome back to Silent Podcasts, where we're anything but silent. But I think we're gonna be silent soon because today we're gonna be covering Never Have I Ever, season 4, episode 10, aka the finale. That's right, it's done, everyone. Your toxic faves are back for one last episode. And I'm your host, Sasha Joseph, joined with my co-host, Chappelle, to talk about just our breakup. Here we are.
Yes, graduation is upon us. We're going our separate ways. We might still both be going to the East Coast, but we're not going to be close enough to where we see each other every day. We're not going to talk all the time.
We might have to take a boat to see each other.
Yeah, or yeah. Something. Maybe we'll link up on Halloween.
Right.
You bring a friend, I bring a friend. We can be the Spice Girls. Is that how it works?
Yes, that very much is.
Yeah. Sasha, let's stop down real quick and just, we've come so far. Y'all, we have been talking about this show for 3 years.
That's crazy. Like, that's wild. Actually crazy. Oh my God, we were on YouTube going like live.
Yes, the journey, oh man. My God. We've had our journey ourselves, and now we get to talk about the journey of Davey and all her friends, and kind of, I guess we got to put the end on this, you know, finally say goodbye. And Davey struggles with that in this episode, and I think we're struggling too, man.
We talked for so long.
Yeah, we talked for so long before this, where we were not hitting record because it's hard to say goodbye.
It's weird because, like, obviously y'all know that yes, we do cover Below Deck over on RHAP, but like it's just not the same, right? Like, this is our baby very much, and this is like how our friendship started. So it's crazy to think that, like, oh, we won't like have this podcast to just like shoot the shit with and just like be on therapy with each other.
Right. Y'all, we kind of had therapy on Below Deck the last time. I don't know if y'all been catching us over there, but please go check us out on RHAP or on the Bravo feed for RHAP. But we had therapy over there one time and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know if the feed was ready for this,
this kind of energy.
Yeah. So then we came back here and gave you a 2-hour episode. So.
Correct. And listen, for there, like, we actually, like, you know, go live at a certain time. So we can't do the nonsense pre-show. So it's just, it feels wild. You know, Chappelle, I hope you still talk to me, but it's okay. I guess.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll see.
We
might be friends. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what's coming next, Sasha?
This was the only thread that was keeping us together. And we packed the bags now.
Yeah.
And how did you feel now that we can full spoiler talk about it, about this series?
Man. Well, like most seasons of Never Have I Ever, I've now seen this season more than one time. You know, I've seen season one maybe like 5 times. I used to watch it on a loop. But this is my second full rewatch of Never Have I Ever season 4. And I appreciate it. I do. You know, I have my complaints. Y'all hear us complaining every week about what we would have done different, what we would have liked. But I really think the finale episode was really good. I think that it brought a lot of things full circle. We see a lot of like endings to stories that we saw the beginning of a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And we finally figure out what Davey might be going to school for. Supreme Court Justice, maybe. She wants to go to the law. Who knows?
Supreme Court Justice that also be the first hip-hop artist.
Yeah, at the same time, you know. So, you know, we got some answers to some questions. But, yeah, I don't think I have a real issue with the finale. They really moved very quickly through a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
But I think we had to spend some time with Patty at her wedding. And so, for me, overall, season 4, it wasn't my favorite season of Never Have I Ever. Mm-hmm. But I think that with season 4, this is a very strong, you know, body of work. And I think they should be very proud of what they did.
Yeah. Again, similar. I've shared my thoughts, you know, throughout the season as well. But I feel that I don't know what happened here. And I don't know why they made the choices they did. You know, who stepped in? Was it like Netflix AI making these decisions? I still don't quite understand why we just like lost a few key characters. Some, you know, B-level characters just kind of became sidekicks. But all in all, I think as for Davey, it was a beautiful end. For Nalini, it was a beautiful end as well. I think those two women really got like a nice, amazing goodbye.
Yeah. Even if had they gone back like back in season one, had they put more emphasis on Nelanie and Davey as like the two leads,
right?
Harder, because it felt like we had Davey as the lead, but everybody else felt like, oh, that they were almost just as important, right? So we were invested in like Eleanor and Fab, and you know, when Anissa comes in, we're invested in her and Kamala and all this other stuff. And then we get to this season, it's kind of like, forget all those other people. And almost in a way, forgetting Nelanie too. Like there were Nelanie moments, but it didn't hit as hard as, you know, some of the Mohan centric episodes way back when. So yeah, to see them kind of in their last moment, both fully formed, you know, and saying goodbye, it really was a good moment, but it just didn't feel like it was connected to some of the other stuff that we'd seen, you know, in the middle.
Yeah, and again, I just feel like this season served as everyone being the vehicle for Davey's story to move forward. Yeah. The boys, like Ethan, we just dropped him. Like, did he graduate? Where is Ethan?
Arrested? Yeah, I don't know. We never even see him in the hallway. Right. He's probably in jail. No.
Yeah, so I think side character wise, there's a lot of frustration. But like I said, it's just to talk about Indian representation. You know, it really is sad because I don't know that we're going to get another show like this, right? Where it's about an Indian family just being like people, right? Their focus isn't that they're Indian. They just happen to be a silly family that is Indian, and that brings in part of their culture to the show. It's just, it feels sad because I don't know that there will be another show like this. Because no, again, I love Mindy. I appreciate the trailblazing she's done. And I think there's been a lot of pushback on her shows lately. So we shall see what that means or where we go from here. But yeah, it's just, I think that's what I'm also mourning is like, where do Indian characters go next?
Right. As an Indian woman and a Jewish woman, do you feel like this is going to be a show that sits with you for a very long time, that you'll be able to, like, you know, try to get other people from similar background as you, maybe even, you know, your kids one day, you know, to watch this, even though it'll be, you know, like older, obviously,
yeah,
but it's still like a pretty cool artifact, I would say. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I have my boss, right, watching this. And I mean, it's just the amount of folks that I think this would never feel like, oh, quote unquote, my show or a show I'd enjoy. It was a sleeper hit for a lot of folks in that way. And the way that it was written to really bring all of these family moments, all of these culture moments, all of these just humans, women of color really at the forefront was just amazing. And yeah, I hope that, you know, they don't dump these shows, because what if we never get to watch Never Have I Ever again? Like what Max is doing, right? They just like, shows just go away. So I hope that doesn't happen, because it's just, we get crumbs, okay, as Indians. It's just, and people will be like, oh, there's a lot of stuff in India. Well, guess what? I live in America. Mm-hmm. And I want to see American families.
Yeah. Africans got a lot of TV shows too. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot of Nigerian films and television shows and stuff on Netflix that I could be watching. But also, I like to see, you know, an American version of a lot of that stuff too, to where I can see myself more in it. You know, I don't want to get into all, we've preached enough here on this podcast. I don't have to get into all the reasons why I don't feel connected to a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely not my doing. But, you know, it is nice to see something that like mirrors your experiences.
Yeah,
you know, and I know we've been blessed to get to talk to Sasha about this. I mean, you talked about how in a lot of ways you really did relate to Davey as a character in, I mean, not just, oh, this is a young Indian girl, but this is like someone with your same temperament, Sasha, you know. She,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so nice and calm.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You're very brave, as they point out to Davey at the end of this episode. But yeah, you talk about, you know, growing up with your mom, even, you know, with a single mom. In a lot of ways, this did feel like, you know, a vehicle that you could definitely look at and say, no, if you want to understand more about me, you know, watch parts of this show.
Yeah, my cousin from Israel messaging me, oh, I think I finally understand how you were in high school. Please.
Yeah.
Be serious. But, you know, I agree. It's that, like, it's this weird moment of, like, Davey's a first generation, but, like, I was in that middle, right, where, like, I moved here when I was 14, so I'm not a first generation American, but it still feels close to that, right, and that disconnect of, like, being between two literal countries to cultures and having to like toe the line and having no friends that really understand what that means. It's wild. So I appreciate having this work to kind of point to say like, oh, right. It wasn't just my experience. My experience isn't in a silo. Like it was very much something that happens to most first generation or immigrant kids. So here we are being a mess. And you, right? You too, where it was like, oh, it isn't just immigrant kids or Indian kids. Like, got it. Black kids also weren't going to sleep over.
Yeah, no. This is like my crash course into a lot of the things that they talked about on the show, right? And getting to talk to you about it, who had lived experiences where you can break down the different nuances. Like, if had I watched this show without you, which I did the first time, you know, like I had an appreciation for the show, but what talking it through with you, I'm like, no. I get the show a lot more.
Yeah.
And like I said, it helped me understand you a lot more too. You know, like we've developed our friendship talking about this show. So it's like, yeah, I know like your backstory like the back of my hand in a lot of ways, just because you and I've spent hours and hours and hours talking about this show. And
I know, like, I wish they could quantify like the amount of hours, not just recording the podcast, but like that I don't know, it feels like, because it's four episodes, 10 each. Four seasons, 10 episodes each.
Yeah. And we talked
that's a job.
And y'all, we spent way more than 40 hours talking about this show and talking to each other, honestly, outside of the recording. So yeah, no, a lot of ways that, you know, I felt like I learned so much about you, but just about these other cultures that I wasn't a part of, you know. So this has been a fun ride, Sasha. Never have I ever said goodbye.
Say goodbye, but we have to. And this is a roundabout way of not starting the pod. It's time.
Well, no, yeah. Since we're talking about roundabout ways of not talking about the show, our listeners, man, you know, y'all were with us. We were babies when we started.
We were babies when we started this podcast. I know.
We barely knew each other. We were getting to know each other. Y'all were getting to know us. Y'all have heard the embarrassing stories that we don't talk about.
Yes. And no other podcast, I think we always say like, well, you know, on Never Have I Ever, blah, blah, blah. So no, I so agree with you. It's just with the stuff we've shared here and the stuff, honestly, that like y'all have almost put up with, right? Like we really built a feed, the Silent Podcast feed, and this one, which is crazy. And that's why it makes sense why people are like, no, you have to cover like Sex Lives of College Girls, because we want to graduate with you, basically.
Right. Yeah. We were the first Silent Podcast podcast on the feed, on like a podcast feed. Because we were on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you know, and we partied there, and a lot of you followed us over here and have heard about us plugging this on different podcasts. We've had some cool guests on in the past, but y'all have been there for all of it. And y'all have been so patient with us. I mean, the erratic behavior.
God, we stuck.
This is the fastest we've ever finished a season.
Yeah. Because
we used to do week to week, and it would take 4 months. And some of you listened for 4 months, you know, like straight
and
up.
And listened like religiously for four months. Yeah.
Feedback. We've had like people talk about it. We've gotten so many 5-star reviews. It's been so kind. So we cannot thank y'all enough for being with us on this journey. It's been a great time.
Yeah. Also, our first episode, at least that we posted on YouTube, was so we maybe recorded it the day before because we recorded at night, was August 7th, 2021.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So we were basically like in the RHAB class of 2020 for a year before we really got to know each other, which is wild to think about. Because I can't think of like my podcast experience without you, but it was a whole year.
Yeah, because we both started talking about, I think our only podcast we had done prior to that was
Thailand.
Together was Survivor Thailand. Yeah, that was the first thing we'd ever done together. That was when we met. And then from there,
I don't think we've done a Big Brother podcast together, even now.
No. Yeah, and so there was this big gap between there and then this. And then from here, we've talked pretty much consistently for the course of 3 years, and it's been a great time. We now have another podcast for Below Deck. So, yeah, we got to thank the Never Have I Ever fans and the listeners.
Thank you for keeping us in business, basically.
Yeah, because we're about to say goodbye for good. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. Listen, if we ever come back, obviously y'all will know. But yeah, for now, I think this is it. We're also graduating.
Yeah, we are. So it's time to move on. Sasha, you ready?
Yeah. So let's do it for one last time. Never have I ever had to say goodbye. So we start with Davey getting into Princeton. Everyone, our girl did it. In case anyone doubted it, apparently applying to only Ivy's works in TV shows, obviously. And she ends up telling her friend. She's very excited. But listen, Ben is really the only person she wants to tell. And they do their little flirty, like, hey, I got in. Ben is like, give me all the credit, please, because I made you write the letter or the essay, whatever, at your trauma porn. And they punch, you know, she does a little punch. And I was like, this is so cute. I can't. Just kiss.
Yeah, kiss. Did you see that? Did you notice that? First of all, it was the Anissa, Fabiola, Davey threes. I was like, you don't even see this group hang out anymore because we haven't seen Anissa in a year.
Yeah, Eleanor, she's on another show.
Right, Eleanor graduated, and so, but they were kind of color coordinated when they were walking down the hall too. I was like, where are y'all going?
It could be like, you know, one of the finale days.
Yeah, like a senior day or something like that. Yeah, yeah. So they looked cool, but yeah, this is when we find out that Davey is she got into Princeton, she got the thing she wanted the most, and Ben is not going to be around to celebrate all summer because he's going to a law firm in New York for an internship. So he's leaving right after graduation.
Yeah, and she gets one last lick in, right? She's like, "So you're not getting the Chad surgery? Stop, Davey." Stop.
Yeah. And I believe he was like, yeah, no, I'm good on that. I'm going to, he said, I'm already a combination of boyish and handsome, so I don't need that.
I
wrote that down because I was like, I could keep that. That's one of mine.
It's mine now.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, so Ben is apparently going to some, as Davey says, douchey summer internship. Again, Nepo baby, at a law firm. And turns out that is it. That is the end of Ben and Davey as well, as we know it for now. And Ben does say he's going to miss having an arch nemesis, which I was like, yes, I in my heart get that, right? You've been mean to someone for so long, you've been like joke flirting with someone for so long, and all of a sudden that's it, goodbye,
right? Because it's like, it's not, it has gotten to the point where it's not a hateful mean anymore, right? There have been times where it was hateful, these people were horrible to each other, but now it's kind of just like, yeah, you're one of the people who I know I can make fun of without getting in trouble, right? Like, I know you're not gonna take it the wrong way. I know that we've been through so much that I can say these things to you and it'll roll right off your back, you know? And so now I gotta go find something new. And you know, that's kind of their love language. They have been doing that flirting that forever. And so it does look like, you know, they might be moving on, but it was very clear by the end of the beginning of this episode that by the end, they were going to be together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a wrap, right? Like, we knew they were both, like, about to say I like you, but they weren't. And, of course, this is all interrupted by Mr. Shapiro one last time. And he's like, I'm going to miss this threesome. Look at us. Okay.
The Three Musketeers. Yeah. It's like, we can do Zoom calls all the time. No, the hell, we cannot. Mr.
Be
Shapiro,
for real.
Get a life. But, look, I'm an educator. I've been there. Sometimes the kids that finally leave and you done struggled with them for years, you're like, whoo, you about to go. And then you kind of look and think, dang, yeah, I'm going to miss kind of having to deal with your ass every day. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be happy. But students typically, as hard of a time they give their educators while they're in school, they come back. They miss their educators too, you know. So I'm sure that this is not the last that Ben and Davey will hear of Mr. Shapiro and vice versa.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to come back and do the little, like, mentorship, you know, whatever version, and talk
homecoming
to their schools.
And stuff. Yeah, yeah, 100%. There's probably a bunch of reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with that, graduation is here. They really yada yada the shit out of all of this.
Woo! So fast.
Whiplash galore. Because Davey was the valedictorian. She did get one final one-up on Ben. He does. And remember, valedictorian gets voted. So you're, because Paxton was valedictorian. So you're telling me that people voted for Davey.
I think they only voted for Paxton because it was Paxton. I think they might have actually looked at merit here. There's no way Davey got them votes. There's just no way.
That's what I'm saying.
They were still picking on her, making fun of her for her fake clean sweep the same day that she got into Princeton. So, nah, this one was based off of merit. probably because Ben had not been doing his homework for the last 3 months.
Oh, you're right.
Because of Trent. And so he might have got a B or something that we didn't hear about.
Yeah, he probably is not graduating with a 4.++ whatever, right? Uh-huh. Like, he probably 5. Only 0. Has a 4.0 instead. Yeah. Fool. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Fumbled the bag at the finish line.
Agreed. Okay. And Ben is not mad at it either. And Davey doesn't feel like she wants to rub his face in that. Maybe some other stuff, but not that. Ooh. And we get a montage again of pictures. And turns out Davey had a great summer, you know, hags with her friends. And now it's the last weekend. I will say, I think those pictures were real pictures of the cast just hanging out.
It did feel like
and
it.
That
yeah.
is so cute. And it yeah. really tugs my heartstrings.
These are our kids, Sasha. They're saying bye.
I can't. I'm not ready to be an empty nester. I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
You are know, you ready maybe. To go? What? You know, maybe one day we'll. You know how they have that like random third kid? That's what's gonna happen.
Right. Like the Never Have I Ever spinoff where we yeah, go follow 100%. Anissa's little sister through high school. Who knows? I don't know if anybody has any siblings. But I know. Yeah, are you ready for your grandmother's wedding?
Yes, because now it's time. Turns out Patty is getting married the last weekend that Davey is also supposed to be leaving. So the same weekend that Davey's supposed to be leaving, her last weekend home, is Patty's wedding. And Patty said, listen, astrologer, hello. Astrologer said it's a time, very sensual time.
Right, and Kamala almost throws up.
And we know Patty is about that life.
What? She about to get down. We find out later on that she can drop it to a split and twerk. So,
Len, you lucky man.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now, Sasha, could you explain to me, what are they talking about with, she's thali. Wearing her, is it thali?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is not the thali, like, food, maybe that people mm-hmm. are used to. That is North Indian. So, remember, they're Tamil, South Indian, everyone. So, a thali, I have one as well. It is a chain that mm-hmm. you get when you get married. In North India, it's called a Mangal Sutra, but in Tamil, it is a thali. Mm-hmm. And it's a different, like, it looks different too. But the point is, like, to show as a woman that you're married and taken, basically. At a certain point, Len, like, puts the red stuff in, or, like, on Patty as well. That is also mm-hmm. signifying, like, you're married. So it's, like, in Hindi, we call it sindoor, and it goes, like, some people put it, like, all the way on your, like, part, your middle part. So,
gotcha.
Again, it's to, like, signify that you're married and that your husband, you know, may live a long life, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I have pictures in that outfit, too. Literally the same outfit. Like, Tamil weddings are very particular, like, with the saris and the thali and the hair, all of it. So, because I have twin friends that are Tamil, and they're both getting married this year. One already did, and they also had similar weddings, even though everything else was Americanized, like the actual wedding. I was like, oh yeah, okay, copy paste, got it. which makes sense. Most weddings are like that, but it's just funny. Like Tamil weddings, like it down to the outfits are like that, and yeah, it just it feels really beautiful, but. This is a painful moment because Patty is excited. She wants to wear a thali again, you know, signifying that she's married and she has a husband. But I pointed this out a few times on this podcast, but Nalini is still wearing hers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her husband isn't alive. Like she's not married. So, you know, Davey does ask, like, are you going to take it off now that you have a zaddy boyf? And she hits a spot. For Nalini, and Nalini's like, no, you know, Mr. Ramos is good with it. Like, Andres doesn't want me to change. Like, da da da, he's okay. And everyone's kind of like, girl, let it go. It's time.
Yeah, but look at her. Mr. Ramos is zaddy now. Okay, mm-hmm. Nalini. All right.
No. Davey said it.
But... Yeah, but she didn't deny it. She was like, no, it's fine.
She been working hard to get him. Yeah, okay.
She said, no, you call him what he wants to, you know?
Yeah, so, she's like, that might be your daddy soon.
Right, from zaddy to daddy, just like that.
The zaddy calendar, RHAB coming soon. And then we get this, like, crazy moment. This is copy-paste of my life, and you cannot tell me otherwise. Davey still has not packed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wild, Chappelle, because, again, this is my family, okay? Because it turns out there's one good wheel on that suitcase, and that's it. No, why they do this?
Yeah, you're like, okay, y'all were spying on Sasha when she got ready to go off to school because you also had a raggedy suitcase.
First of all, can I tell you, I don't remember packing. Like, to this, I could not tell you how and when I packed.
You just looked up one day and you were at
home. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, I don't remember.
It must have been
so painful. Who knows? Yeah, stress, pain, like just like leaving my mom. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna have to call my mom and be like, how did we pack?
Right. I've told you my story. I think I've shared that story on here. I was packed for a month and I remember vividly being like, I'm out of here. You know?
Yeah. Like I have no remembrance. Like I just remember being at my dorm. I don't even remember my mom, like they did, but like helping me set up the room. Nothing. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
So it's wild to think that that did happen. So, and I remember college vividly. It's not like that. So it's just, yeah, it's crazy. And Davey's like, listen, I'll do it when I want to. And Nalini's like, this is the lie you've had all summer and you're still not doing it. Procrastination station. And Uncle Arvin is gonna be sleeping in your room. Nice callback to him.
Nice callback. Yeah.
I remember. I miss him. And they have a moment, but you can tell Davey's just like, that suitcase is not working for her at all.
No.
And instead she says, well, can my friends come over for one last hang? And Melanie's like, I don't know. Maybe an hour.
Yeah, but it's time. It's time. Though you gotta start saying your goodbyes. Because we find out that with Fabiola and Eleanor, they're gonna all be on different schedules. We all know they're going to different locations. Eleanor's gonna be still in the California area, Fab's going to Atlanta. She's going to Howard, so she's going to DC. Yeah. And then
all
Davey,
on the
of
East
course,
Coast, yeah.
Yeah, and Davey, of course, is going to be way over there in Jersey. And so it's just like, what are we going to do now? And so Eleanor is doing her dramatics again. She's crying, you know, because they're having all these last things. And then they realize that they're not even going to be able to see each other for the holidays, Sasha.
Yeah, which is wild. And this is where, again, it feels so real for me because I also had like a really tight group of friends in high school. And then unfortunately, we all ended up like dating each other. So that's stupid.
Messed that up.
Yeah, listen, fumbled the bag so bad. But it's fine. It is what it is. But what's crazy is that your friends are in high school. I think you're lucky if they are your friends all the way through. And now you see why, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am, let me think. In my graduating class, I'm like arm's length friends with people. Like, you know, like we, because of Facebook, it made the world a lot smaller.
Exactly.
So I was able to keep in touch with them. But do I consider them all like my friends like we were back then? No, absolutely not. I have like three from my entire high school of any grade level, like that was so underclassmen that I am still like, those are my friends and you can't tell me nothing about them. And even then we kind of lost track of each other at different times in college, for sure. We were never at the same level of closeness the entire time, you know? So it's kind of like we survived college as a friend group. But we're not even like a friend group. It's just a bunch of us that are still friends randomly. I've seen other people's friend groups survive. You know,
yeah, and I feel so jealous. Karthik, my husband's friend group, they've been friends since the fifth grade.
Oh yeah, see that would make me so jealous. The one friend I have from fifth grade, he lives in Vegas right now, and I've only seen him once since high school. And I went and saw him in Vegas not too long ago, and it wasn't to go see him. I was just in Vegas, and I was like, oh, my best friend from fifth grade is here. Matter of fact, it might have been from seventh grade. Yeah, I don't think I have any friends from elementary school anymore.
Yeah, I moved. Yeah. So no way.
Yeah, this is how you lose people, you know, just moving around. Life happens, and they're about to experience it firsthand.
I know, and it's just, it's so beautiful. And I hope this friendship lasts, right? Like, there's nothing like your girl gang. Like, I have two friends from high school and they're the Tummel twins that I just talked about that watch Love and Hip Hop with me. So literally it's crazy. All right. All of it. And I think this is adulting where you mean well, but you have to plan like months in advance. Like for us, we were like, oh, we should like plan a trip. And it took us how
forever. It took us forever.
We were just like, oh, this month doesn't work. Oh, right. This month doesn't work. Horrible. Being adults suck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we all hit the lottery soon. And, you know, they're figuring out that this is the last time they're going to be seeing each other. But Patty says, hold on. It won't be, because I need some good looking young people. I need Carfax at the wedding. So all of you and your friends can come. Which, can I just say, why weren't they invited in the first place? That's so weird.
That's very weird. Did they, like, we're going to be in the same town as Davy's grandma. And it was like, does Patty not know them? I don't think we've ever really seen her interact with Davy's friends. Maybe
it doesn't matter. Trust me. Like, you just,
you're
like, do.
Yeah. You're just supposed to. You're just supposed to have as many people at the wedding as possible, really.
I was bullied into inviting a lot of my parents' friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that, all I'm saying is, no, this makes no sense that they weren't invited in the first place.
No, I relate to that as well. Because my friends get invited to whatever I'm at. If I'm going, I don't care if it's my aunt's birthday is today. And so her party is supposed to be this weekend, but we have to move it back. My friends get the invite. When we move the party, they get the invite. They don't even have to come. They probably will, but they don't have to come, but they're going to get the invite every time.
Exactly. And it's same for me. I feel like I have a lot of different friends in different friend groups is my problem. Like, I don't have one big friend group. I have a lot of like one. Yeah. So that's why I was like, well, I don't have a choice, but everyone has to come together. So it's just, this is not very Indian of them. I'll say that. but it is what it is. And they're all invited. And of course, Carfax is Paxton, in case people are wondering. So Patty just wants, you know, hot people in her pictures. She's doing it for the gram. I love you, Patty. And yes, correct. Okay. So with that, now it's time. Davy is struggling to pack because everyone's gone home. It's been an hour and they're now ready. Walls are closing in on her. She's picked like three things to pack. She's like, well, I'm going to school, so I guess I need notebooks. Throws the notebooks in. And can I just say, as chronic overpackers, this is our worst nightmare, to have to pack for a whole life in one suitcase.
See, when I went to college, I was very much a minimalist because I didn't have nothing. And so for me, I was like, what, name the five things that I need because I'm getting out of here. Like, I gotta
got
go.
It.
Like, I needed to be able to, like, I packed like I was going to be a runaway. Like, I had like, like, I'll buy a TV when I get there. I just need my stuff. I need my shoes. I gotta go. Now that I actually have things, there's no way. There's no way I could pack to go to college, because where am I going to put my shoes, Sasha? Where are they going to go? I can't leave them here. I don't know what to tell you. I legit went to college with nothing. I went with like the Walmart, you know, the typical Walmart twin bed. Like,
same. Yeah.
Set or whatever.
Yeah. They had the girl one and the boy one. Yeah.
Right. And then with the like those little clear containers that you stack up.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Took them and went on about my business. Now, absolutely not. I have too many jackets. Alone,
right? Just that's jackets. What I'm saying. I'm going to New Jersey and I have to only pack one suitcase. I went to New York and I couldn't just pack one suitcase,
and we were there for like three
and people days. Were literally laughing at me.
Yeah,
I was there for a week,
right? Yeah, I was but there for like still. 3 days and I had the biggest suitcase. The suitcase is bigger than the car.
Yeah, suitcase bigger than me, that's for sure.
Yes.
And it's just, it's wild because all of us will say, like, I know Melody not paying for that extra bag. I just know it. Because, and I, again, side note, but like, I remember when I had not packed on time and my mom was pissed, and I was in college by this time. So she said, you get one free bag. Oh, you didn't pack in time. So that is on you. And it was an international trip. So I had to take two carry-ons by myself. And my mom was like, I wish you would have packed sooner. That we could have made this decision before, but you didn't want to and you don't got money. So how is this happening? So I remember, and my mom was like, I'm not going to pay for the bag because you pack late.
That's cold. That's so
cold. I'm just walking around from Oklahoma to wherever, right? Like, it's not a straight flight. So I think I was going to Israel. So overnight. Yeah. And my mom said, when you get to New York, your dad will pick you up and he'll have a bag ready.
Okay, she was looking out.
Yeah, but she was just like, but you're gonna suffer like just that much.
In the meantime. In the meantime, you're gonna suffer. Davy has the one suitcase she has to fill. She can't fill it because she keeps finding things that remind her of her friends, specifically Ben, Sasha. We can talk about it now. It's been four seasons. Ben and Davey, this is the end game. So it started off Paxton and Davey, but
yeah,
was it always Ben and Davey? Was it always going to be this, Sasha?
I think we were heading for. We should have. Kayleen has a type. I tell you that.
That part.
Okay. And yeah, so she gets the UN sign, the Equatorial New Guinea sign. And she, of course, has been, John McEnroe tells us, texting Ben back and forth, like, you know, sporadically, but nothing like for sure or concrete. And she sends him a pic and it just like laughs about it. And turns out Ben is out with these douchey lawyer bros or lawyer babies that will become lawyer bros. And they are just like, at a VIP section that is the only place that takes their fake ID. And this douche is just talking about negging girls. Yeah, and that's Ben is when he gets the text.
Right. Which is weird because if this had been maybe like 4 months ago, Ben's 100% in on this conversation. He's like, yep, negging. It's my love language. It's what I do. But now he actually is starting to admit that he likes Davey. Mm-hmm. And so when he's hearing people say like, oh yeah, I'm being really mean to this girl, Ben's like, why would you do that? Because the one person he wants to be around is Davey and he doesn't want to be mean to her. Like, sure, he would probably make his jokes, but he really wishes that he could be in her presence instead of theirs. So he's not understanding the negging. And I think they hit Ben with the like, oh, well, did you tell the last girl that you liked her? And Ben thinks about it. He's like, actually, no, I kind of just negged her. And then that's when I'm like, well, you know what you need to do. And I'm thinking we're going to get a phone call. Yeah, a flight back to California from New York. I wasn't expecting that.
Six
Sasha.
Hours.
Yeah.
Or five and a half, whatever. That's crazy to me. And here's the thing. I think he needed to do it because, and Maitri Ramakrishnan, who plays Davey, actually does say this, that, it, you know, in an interview that she felt that Paxton got all the big romantic moments, so it doesn't make sense that Davey ended up with Ben. And this is, I think, why one of the reasons why Ben gets a romantic moment. Because up until this, what does Ben have that's like, you know, tingling, cute romance? Not the BDSM dream.
Right, right. No, you're right. Paxton had all the romantic moments, even just the climbing through the window and all that stuff, the slow motion entrances. They had to give Ben all that content in this episode. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Davey kind of calls it out at the end, but she says, oh, you finally, you did a romantic grand gesture, you know, and so that kind of like evens the playing field. But you're right. It did feel like, man, looking back at Davey's high school time, does she remember all the like, the fighting she did with Ben, or does she remember all the sweet moments she had with Paxton? I don't know. It feels like the Paxton moments are going to stand out a little bit more.
1,000%. Okay, I'm with you, but it's fine. I guess we'll put it all on hold because it's patio wedding time. And I have drove by this set, actually. So it was wild just watching all of this. And what's crazy is who got these big backyards in LA?
Okay, can we talk about it? I've been trying to figure out where this wedding was held this entire time.
Oops, the police.
But I was, though, even seeing Davey go upstairs to her bedroom and then come down to this big ballroom looking area. I was like, where is this?
It's a Nelly's tent, like, but yeah, like, but it's huge. And we've seen the backyard. Remember the coyote and the dead tomatoes?
Yeah. I was just like, is this, how much space do they have? That was an amazing tent.
Yeah. Well, that's basic, but
I mean, it's a huge tent.
I just mean like that's normal for Indian weddings, but I'm just saying the space in LA. Yeah. Be serious, everyone.
Every time she ended up in a room, Sasha, I was like, did she just teleport from the ballroom that they were at? I mean, I see that they're in a tent, but there's no way that's in their house.
That's what they're saying, allegedly.
Okay. Woo.
Movie magic. All right.
Yeah, crazy. But yeah, the wedding. What'd you think about it?
I loved it. Been there, literally. It was very sweet. It reminded me of my own. And I liked all the touches, like the thali getting tied on, because it does get tied on first with thread and they just have like a gold pendant. And then later on, they'll switch it out with a full gold chain. So I like the attention to all of those details. The song was really sweet too. And we get like a nice blended, you know, Hindu wedding, which I was like, oh, cute.
Yeah, I was watching it the whole time thinking like, yeah, they definitely, someone made this thinking of like, how can we get Sasha's attention?
Right?
Because like the Indian and Jewish like influences at the same exact time at the wedding. I was like,
mine wasn't like that. I'll say
no,
that.
You had several weddings.
But yeah. No, and no side was going to compromise. It's more that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought that was so cool. It's like the, what
and
you
there
call
was a
Hindu?
Rabbi so there. Yeah, yeah. And they had like yarmulkes on. I thought that was really like kind to put it all together and a nice like blending of the families. And then they had the little glass breaking moment, like mazel tov. I was like, okay, that's too cute.
They were doing it. They did it. They did it perfectly. Who planned it? Like that wedding, who's the wedding planner? They did a good job.
Yeah. Listen, Mindy, you know, BJ Novak is Jewish. So
right. Okay. Like, look, Mindy, we know this has been a dream for her for a long time.
Exactly.
She got to have her dream wedding and never have I ever, it seems. You know, I appreciated the friends being there as well, you know, mm-hmm. seeing Eleanor and Fab there. Anissa got to show up. Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
No Manish, of course, still.
No Manish. He's just too busy to even come to Kamala's grandmother's wedding. Be for real. But Paxton brings his date, Miss Thompson.
That's Lindsay. Great. Okay, that I don't know. I felt that was a bridge too far.
I thought it was fine. It's fine.
That's crazy. I think he had to have a date there because Ben was gonna show up. So I him being alone didn't make sense.
Well, I just also thought that, well, one, Paxton being alone never makes sense, right? Because he's been this Paxton, even when he was a child, there were people falling all over themselves to be with him. But I think it's cool because I think they're really trying to nail home that these people have moved on. You know, mm-hmm. there's Paxton and Davey are friends at best. And even then, you know, when Miss Thompson is saying, you know, like, thank you for having me, you know, especially considering I'm like, I'm a teacher and I dated your friend. She wasn't like, we dated the same person. She's like, I dated your friend. You know, it didn't feel like she was like the other woman or the new chick. It just felt like normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, so you're like right. You're right. I'm just, it yeah. was just like, I was interesting to come to a whole wedding. And she's very freaked out because she's like, just stop calling me Miss Thompson, please, please. I'm no longer your teacher. And with all of that, of course, like every Indian family, it's time to meet the old people. Again, society and what people think is the number one issue in Indian mm-hmm. communities. So you have to go greet all the old people. Right, and be like, thank you for it's Pati's wedding. Why does Davey need to do
Why
this?
Why does Davey have to do this?
No, it doesn't matter. This is very normal, in case y'all were wondering. And of course, these people have no filter. I'm in this, and I would like it to be taken down. That's right. How I felt watching this.
Are you two gonna not have a filter now that you're on the other side?
Like no, absolutely not. But I am probably the only person that's still like the kids. Be nice on them. But folks are just so disrespectful. Like older aunties and uncles, like when are y'all gonna grow up? That's my question.
Are you gonna stop acting like this?
Just shut up, right? Because they're just like, oh, you're gonna leave everything you know and just go. Didn't you do that when you immigrated to the United States? How did that feel, auntie? Probably right. Shit.
They ask her like, oh no, like, it's honestly, it's like a little passive aggressive too. Like, oh, mm-hmm. how brave of you to move 3,000 miles away from everybody you know and you love and your mom and your house and your dad's memory. Like, does that bother you at all? It'd be crazy. And
oh my god, it just bothers me so much that this is our culture. I hate it.
Kamala has to go save her. Like, Kamala, like, get away from her, leave her
actually,
alone.
Actually, though, I would have been like, oh, have you gotten a grave plot yet? You're getting pretty close to that.
Oh my god. Oh, look, Sasha, imagine what the questions were Pati was getting. Oh my god, like, if you think the Davey questions were bad, they're probably like, oh, Pati, what are you gonna do now that you're marrying this old white man? You know, like what is that gonna look like? Are you gonna have more? Like, you know, you're too old to have kids. You know, I'm sure they were
no,
on her neck.
they'd be like, oh, all the Indian guys, I guess, must have died off that you now have to go to a white man. It would be something like that.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it was shady, you know, it was bad.
Yeah, because that's like, her friend of me, who was the last person before Kamala interrupted. So
yeah, she was the one who said, what if nobody likes you there? Ma'am, get the
Nobody
hell out
likes
my face.
You, Auntie. Get out of here, Grandma. Not even Auntie. Okay, great Auntie. Stupid. Yeah. Oh, that bothers me so much. And then Kamala does ask about Ben. And she said, listen, what happened after I left? He showed up with flowers. And Davey's like, nah, we're just friends. He's not interested in me. Kamala's like, excuse me?
Right.
I'm the people's voice right now. And let me just tell you, you're smoking crack. Like, you're on something.
She even points out, for y'all to hate each other, y'all were working on a lot of group projects together. For y'all to be, you know, so competitive against each other, you would think you'd be working against each other more. But all these random pop-ups at the house, these random interactions and stuff like that, you obviously can't stay away from each other. So what's up? These two kids could probably pick their class schedule before everybody else. And y'all just happen to always end up in class with each other too. Stop it. Stop the shenanigans. This man likes you. You like him. Get over it.
It's time, right? Like, please make it happen. And Davey's still like, he's in New York. It doesn't matter anyway. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up, Davey. Mm-hmm. Wake up. Everyone, just wake up, please. And we get like a moment of like, again, the bartenders, whatever. Doesn't matter. We get a final toast. Ugh, and they're all in Davey's room one last time, just like they were in there hatching all their ridiculous plans, I must say, where they, you know, learned all of the sex positions in there. Uh-huh. They've done the pro and cons list of the boys in there. Turns out they both hooked up in there. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful place, it looks like. And they all decide to do one last toast, just them. And they get a bottle of champagne from the old bartender, not the cool one. And they do a cheers to all of them banging. They are the UN no more.
Right. But these kids are never going to miss a drink. Okay. No. I don't know what it is, but this group here, they're going to drink. They ended up with a bottle at the wedding. Yeah. None of them are 21. None of them are 20. None of them are 19.
None of them are 18. Maybe. Right.
These 18. Kids, maybe. These kids be drinking. I'm sorry. I have to say it. Fabiola, she ain't missing no drinks. Eleanor, she ain't missing no drinks.
They were doing candles in the limo. Right. And now they just have champagne.
Right. I've seen Davey, but I mean, we've seen these kids getting drunk off their ass. So it made sense for them to be drinking on the last episode, I guess.
And it's just so funny because Eleanor finally decides that, listen, I'm going to see you at Halloween. Fabiola is going to also come to New Jersey. Again, it's not that far, right? Like the eastern states are very close to each other. So she's going to come from D.C. It's all going to work out. And Fabiola is like, listen, but I'm scared. I'm not as brave as you, Davey. Like, you've always been, you know, the one that's like pulling us across the finish line, but not this. And Davey has like a little light bulb moment because she's like, oh, shit, it's not just me that's scared. Got it. All of us.
Yeah. And Davey is the brave one. She's sitting there thinking she's a big chicken for not wanting to go off and leave. Mm-hmm. But she is. She really wake up one day and say, this is the plan and this is what we're going to do. And they're like, got it. You know, and they get right on it. Whether kicking and screaming. Fabiola did not want to go in on Davey's plan about finding a hottie in season one. But mm-hmm. she did it anyway because that's what Davey said to do. Davey, she's the one with the plan. And so I think she needed that reinforcement that, no, you're not a scaredy cat. You're not too intimidated to, you know, to actually make this jump. You ain't never let this stuff slow you down before. You're not going to start now.
And this is where I just thought was the cutest thing. They all have their partners because of the smoke shows you had the audacity to pursue. And I was like, oh my God, that's so true.
It's
how
true.
Sweet.
They're all friends with her ex. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how Paxton keeps showing up in their life.
Right. Because I guess they got to be friends with Paxton. The friend group got too small, you know.
Listen, don't do it, y'all. Don't date your friends in high school. It's horrible.
Don't do it. This is awful. This story is selling you a dream. Okay, it just is.
Mm-hmm. And then Nalini, of course, bursts in. Nalini's on 100, right, from the start of this episode. So Nalini catches them, and she's like, "Don't stop drinking your teas, girl. You know better than they're not drinking tea." And yells at Davey some more, and then like parades her down to play the harp for the first dance. But while she's getting yelled at, finally Nirmala does a interception and is like, "Hello, complete, I am the bridezilla, right? Like, I'm supposed to be the bridezilla. Like, do you understand that you're just being sad and that is coming out as being mean? Most Indian moms. So understand what's going on. And let's, like, you know, sit in our feelings a little bit, please. So that's when finally I think Nalini has the moment of, oh, shit, I should be kinder to my child.
Someone should have grabbed my mom and shook the hell out of her and said, lady, stop being mean to this boy just because he's going off to college. My mom was awful. Hell, my mom and my brother. I'm talking about, I was ready to burn the house down. I was like,
you had cancers in your life.
It's too many of them. I legit live with two of them. I was like, what is happening, you big emotional babies? Meanwhile, the Aries is ready to burn the house. I legit had to, like, leave. I was like, if I don't leave, I'm ruining everybody's time because I can't do this. And I didn't talk to them for weeks when I got to school.
Because I was just so like, funny because cancers, me, big pack rats. So everything is a memory. Like, I have notes from high school that friends have written me. Just like, you know, when you pass notes in class. So I have boxes and boxes of shit that I was like, do I take this to college? And my mom had to be like, no, please, God, stop.
I tried to leave everybody behind. I was like, I don't want to talk to y'all. I don't want to deal with y'all no more. I ain't going nowhere with y'all. Don't talk to me. Somebody just needed to pull my mom to the side. I don't know. Where was my grandmother? Where is granny?
Yeah, where was my stepdad? Why was he not running interception here?
Please, Sasha, where was my father? Where was this man?
They started dating.
It was right around the time. Once they started dating, he definitely picked her over me. So it's like, that's why he was like, well, you need to listen to your mama. I was like, all y'all can go. I was done with everybody. Damn, Gemini. Anyway, yeah.
Oh my God, Gemini, Cancer, holy shit.
And me, the only normal person in the house is the Aries.
Be for serious. I am the biggest crackhead out of all of them. They're predictable. You know.
Who can predict what a Gemini gonna do?
You know that it's gonna be one of two things at least.
Yeah, you can narrow it down.
Not for y'all, you fucking Aries.
I just really wish my granny had spoke up for me. That's all I'm saying. Hell, she's
Aries
real. Too.
I also wish. You know, it's okay. We'll do better.
Yeah, for sure. Be the change.
Okay, Gandhi. And then Davey is like, okay, fine, I'm gonna go pack. You know, this is my punishment, right? Like, I get to miss the party. So she's struggling. She doesn't know how she can pack her whole life in one suitcase. And Mohan shows up one last time we see. And he is kind of like, you know, don't worry. Like, there'll be a Costco, I think, in New Jersey. So we should be good to go. And she's like, you're not even real. You can't help me pack. Just go away. And he's gone. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. He's gone in the show, but also forever in her heart. And she'll never let that go. But it's just the memory of him is also one of those things that she's struggling with moving out of the house for, right? She thinks, like, this is where he is at. This is where she runs into him. All her memories of her dad are here, but also the memories that she made up, you know, where he's popping up around the house talking to her. All that stuff is in the house, you know? So a part of her is like, man, if I leave that, am I leaving that behind as well, you know? But Nalini walks in right in time and they finally sit down and she tells her she's going to help her pack. You know, like, I'm going to help you. We can work through this together because Davey's obviously overwhelmed.
Which is what she should have done in the first place.
Which is what every mom should have done in the first place. Why are we doing this, y'all?
100%.
Grow up. Please.
And, like, parents, like, as adults are better packers, right? Currently as, like, stop probably it. 17-year-olds. So it's just, come on.
Me packing is just my mom struggling not to repack for me. Like, to go take all those stuff.
Even now, my stepdad, like, if I'm coming from Oklahoma, because God knows my mom has given me so much stuff to bring back. So I will pack and they just laugh at me and then they will repack it.
Exactly.
I'm 32 years old. But what can I do?
Nope. All you can do is let them repack it.
And I'll just be like, okay, you know what? I'm not even mad. So now I just half-ass it because I know it's going to get repacked.
Story of my life. Sasha, when Nalini and Davey finally have this moment and they talk about they're going to miss each other. Yeah, I was like, how hard were you crying?
Okay, so I watched it last time, right? When we recorded the last podcast, this episode, because I was like, I just want to finish it. And then I rewatched it again today. I cried then and I cried now.
These are the moments best friends are made. These are, like, you know, when you become best friends with your parent, you know, it's kind of like, I think it can happen at an earlier age when you're young, I said, but it really feels the impact when you're finally an adult, right?
Exactly.
When you finally feel like, oh, we're both grown. I can see your struggles as an adult now in a whole different light. And I don't see you as a child anymore. Mm-hmm. You could tell that when they were hugging, it was like, oh no, they might still fight forever because that's parent and child, but they're besties now, you know, they'll always have each other's back.
100,000%. And they just have a lot of beautiful back and forths. But then Nalini said, and this is when my tear fell, I just can't wait for the world to see what you can do.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
God, it's just moms are so perfect and beautiful. It's just not fair.
No.
And it's just that I think that's what Davey needed to hear in that moment.
Right. But Sasha, this next scene. I love this next scene. Can we talk about
leave Davey? The pain behind? Thank you. Yeah.
Right. You know me. Davey getting up and grabbing the mic and being like, my granny thinks I'm a coconut. I screamed so loud because why would you yell? Why would you announce that to this entire party?
No, they're crazy.
It's cracked. But the dance that Davey and Kamala do together, I'm so impressed. And I think the only reason, like, obviously these are Indian women. They probably know how to do these dances sometimes, or they learn them for whatever occasions, but it's because Davey is my child. And we've never seen her really connect to being Indian. And then she pulls out this dance. I was like, I'm so proud of her. Now this is a grown ass woman, but I'm also like, this is a child. It's so good. She practiced for hours. And, you know,
so the actual care is people that play Davey and Kamala, right? Reach and Maitri, they have done dances together Reach's YouTube channel, I believe.
Okay.
So I thought I sent them to you. Maybe I sent them to someone else. No, you would have known if I sent them to you. But anyway, so they've done dances before. So I believe Richa has choreographed this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it's similar to the Sheila K. Giovanni they did before. So it's similar to a YouTube video they've already done. And again, for folks that don't know, this is very normal for Indian weddings. The dance performances have to happen. I was very jealous that they only had to do one.
Oh.
Like, where they do that at, right? Like, whose family is that? And it's a great Tamil song, but it's in a few languages. Like, the original is Telugu, but I think it's dubbed in Tamil. And it's called Sami Sami. And I think they killed it. They did so well.
It's so good.
All the friends are really excited. And I think they're just like seeing Davey, right, as season one, hating Diwali, hating being Indian and hairy and all of those things, to now coming here and like owning herself and her moment.
Yeah. It's so dope. Like I said, I was like her friends, you know, like, well, I was like, oh, what, Davey, you can do this? And I have to remember, like, okay, the actress probably is, you know, whatever. But
but she's Sri Lankan, so I don't know. Yeah, but.
Yeah, my Davey has never done nothing. Correct. I mean, last time we saw her dance, they were making TikToks.
Yeah, a fit is a fit. Yeah. And here we are, though. And I was so proud of them. I think they did such a good dance. I'm surprised that, you know, their parents allowed a little more sexual dance. Because I know I got yelled at for mine. And mine wasn't even. It was just a song. And I'm the bride, and I still got yelled at. It is what
right.
it is.
These are the kids. These are the little cousins out here dancing for Granny's wedding.
No, because Granny, you know, she a freak. So it makes sense, I guess.
She dropped it to a split.
Yeah. And I will say Nalini's sari is very expensive. I believe it's a Sabyasachi outfit, y'all. Which, folks, you if you know, you know, multiple thousands of dollars.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that is like my dream. Designer to like, I mean, every Indian you know, girl probably wants that. But a Sabyasachi gown for your wedding or a Sabyasachi outfit. You know, you made it in life. And my mom didn't even allow me to go to the showroom when we were looking for dresses. She said, no, because we're going to fall in love and we can't afford basically two wedding dresses. Because Indian Jewish weddings, like the night before is the Indian stuff. And then the day of is just Jewish. So my mom is like, so for a hangout night, you want to pay thousands of dollars. Just say yes. Yes.
You're like, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's why I wish I got married later, because now I'd be like, yeah, I think I can afford to blow money like that. Mm-hmm. And you not tell me. But you know, I was 26. So I couldn't with my nonprofit salary. Now I'd be like, Karthik, we should get this. So yeah, it's just, I just call out that sari is very expensive. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised she didn't wear like the regular thumal, sorry, like that Pati had on, right? It's a little shiny and yeah. So anyway, it's just, I get it. Sabisachi girl, you do you. And then we get Davy and Paxton having a really beautiful moment where, you know, they're both like, wow, I didn't know an old person's wedding would go this hard. Paxton, you've never been to an Indian function. Let me tell you.
Hey, look, these functions be hitting different. I love going to different cultures' weddings and stuff because I love a good party, right? Like, I've done the Black folks, like the normal, like African-American weddings and stuff like that. And they get ratchet sometimes. But man, the first time I've seen the Kenyan wedding, I have a cousin, my cousin Vita, she's Kenyan. Mm-hmm. She's first generation American. And dear God, you know, you want to talk about partying for days? It's like, it feels like it never ends. I was like, these people, I was like, go home, go to work.
What do you mean?
No, for hours. And then they start throwing the money. I'm like, ha ha, this is what I get. Where I get turned up, I'm trying to get some of this paper.
Yeah.
So yeah.
For mine, I had to cut like a bunch of that because like it's not like fun, but yeah, Indian Jews do a thing where each person, or at least each woman, no, men do it too. Each person that's attending, which like, be serious, it's not happening, will come up to you the night before like your henna night, and they do like a ceremony, and then they'll put money around you like to take the evil eye off. And then mm-hmm. we'll like put it in a little rice bucket for you, a rice dolly. Yeah. So it's just like, what the hell? So my mom was like, "Why? Are you sure you don't want to do it?" I was like, 20 minutes, close family only. Like, this is so boring. No one cares. I just want to dance. So my family was like, got it. Yeah, I just, listen, please, okay. It was partying only. People were wasted.
Yeah,
dancing on tables and shit. Yeah, so I get it. Period. Yes. Okay, and yeah, so he just can't believe it because Pati, like we said, dropped in the splits. It was going down, and then we get from Paxton that he is gonna go back to ASU and he wants to be a teacher.
Hey, Paxton, listen, reconsider. Don't do it.
No, but good kids like to listen to hot people, so I guess he'll be fine.
That's fine, but don't you want money?
That part.
So listen, Paxton, go be a teacher, but pick up a double major in like, I don't know, computer networking or something. Just get you some, get your foot into the IT stuff. I'm just saying, just a foot in the dough. That's all you need. You ain't got to be all the way in, minor in it, something. The education's not, no, math. What's your math skills like? You know, like, dang, I know this is Paxton. I don't know, man. Go be a teacher, but. Oh man, keep your options open. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Or like maybe a private school.
Yeah. Go chase the bag, Paxton. It's okay. You can do what you love and also make money. You just gotta find the balance.
Us nonprofit people don't do it.
Listen. Don't get me started.
It just takes too long to get to where you need to be. Okay.
Way too
financially.
Long.
Mm-hmm. And then he gives Davy her varsity letter. And she's like, great. Thank you. I can use this to reinvent myself and lie to people at Princeton. And again, he gets the more romantic moment because he says, you absolutely do not need to reinvent yourself. You're perfect.
Yeah. And she says, you're a good friend. Their goal was to let y'all know that these are friend talks. These are not romantic talks. Because we don't get a slow motion Paxton entrance, but we do get a slow motion Ben entrance. And that's really what matters here.
Because that is the next scene. They're playing a game of Never Have I Ever, and it ends with Never Have I Hooked Up With Ben. And Ben is there, everyone. Anissa, I appreciate, was like, well, and drink. Please.
Like, I was like, oh, look, Anissa. Wow. Just our third line this season.
Yeah, third line, generous. Okay, that's pretty generous. And he's just like at the entrance, so confused. And he said, well, I just I'm here to say I like you. Are you for serious?
No, he doesn't like her. He loves her.
I know, because she said, so you came all the way here to say I like you. Well, I guess I like you too. Like, what?
Yeah, he's
so awkward. It's painful.
The band just flew across the country.
I mean, he got money.
Yeah, but still, it's a flight. You know, it's a long trip. So you better, if you make that much effort, oh, you better have something to say. You know, I like you is not good enough. You just flew across the country. It's I love you time. And they love each other. It's so precious. It's cute. I want to vomit, all that other stuff. And then they say, let's get out of here. And I'm like, where are you going? The party's going on right now. Like, party the night away as a couple. This is dope.
Right?
But come along.
And then go home.
Yeah.
Be smart.
Come on, man. But I guess they kind of have to do it right now, because if they don't, then Melanie's never going to let Davey out of her eyesight. So yeah. Kamala runs interference and they head off.
Yeah. And then we get a Scooter moment. I don't know if you, because Ben doesn't have a car. He came straight from the airport.
Yeah.
I was like, get an Uber, bro. But okay. Right.
They're in a rush.
You're right. Teenage hormones.
They're about to go get it in, Sasha. They got to go get it in right now in the middle of Granny's wedding, where people are looking for you. They have to go do it.
How did that happen? Right.
That's so ignorant. It's so dumb.
Would beat my ass.
Right. Oh yeah. What? Don't let me. I can't disappear for nothing. Like I told you, my aunt's birthday is today, and I'm about to get a text message in like 30 minutes. Like, where are you at? Like, because it's not my birthday. But nope. They have to sneak off to go make Whoopi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
And all right. They gotta go have sex.
Yeah. Say sex. It's fine. We're adults. And you made it. What's crazy is they ride the scooter, which is reminiscent of Nalini and Mohan. Remember on the bike in season one, where she's talking about one of the happiest times. So I was like, I see you on the nose.
Right. As we see Nalini taking off her thali.
Mm-hmm. It's time to move on for a lot of people.
Man, that's part where I was like, oh, damn. We're there now. We're at the end, right?
And then we get to Ben's house. Like you said,
sex
happens.
Yeah.
It seems nice.
And then afterwards, he doesn't tell her to kick rocks.
They joke about it.
Yeah, but they joke about it. But then they also talk about being a couple, which, you know, to this point, I love you. I love you, too. Let's have sex. Now, should we be a couple? Maybe. What do you think?
We should give this a try. What? You already said I love you.
That was implied, right? I didn't know you had to, like, pop the question at this point.
Teenagers.
Yeah. Ben had to make sure she knew, because I think last time there was so much ambiguity with how they ended.
Yeah.
He's like, so for the record, I want us to be a thing. I know we're going to be in two different cities, but they're not far from each other. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. It's probably like an hour. It's not even that bad.
Right.
And I just wanted to know that Davey still had her Indian jewelry on, which I just felt like was a really beautiful moment again for her and her growth. Because if she was trying to hide it so much, and now she's just like, no, this is me, and that's okay.
Yeah, but her sari's on the bed, all crumpled up.
Here's the thing. It is not actually a sari. It is just a lehenga, which is a skirt and a top with a dupatta, which is the shawl thing, tied a certain way to make it look like a sari. So I was like, you could just like go home with that on, you know, like with just the right. So I don't know, sure, but it's okay. I'll let it happen, because we get a beautiful moment that they don't know how to tie the sari, and Ben says, well, we just YouTube it.
Facts.
A man. Okay. Facts.
Look, I'm sure if we YouTube it right now, we can find one.
I've never worn one since my wedding.
Yeah.
In India.
Wasn't that your first time wearing one, huh?
Yeah. And I tripped. I literally fell in it. So
sounds all right.
Listen, okay, I feel like I look auntie in it, but it's fine. I'm just saying, that's a man. He is ride or die for our girl, okay? And it's time to go home. Nalini's starting her shit again. She's yelling, Davey, I swear to God, blah, blah, blah. Turns out Davey's already showered and down, ready to go.
She said mostly showered. And I'm like, girl, you just finished having sex. Go wash your ass.
No, she wants to like keep some of it, you know, on her.
No, my God, David.
I just hope they use protection, you know, but they're smart.
Then,
they're smart
then wash your face. Are they smart kids?
Well, okay, you're right.
Let's just hope for the best, like real parents do, you know?
Vibes only. I have done enough. Now it's up to you.
Leave the nest.
And Davey's like, wait, I have one more thing I need to do. And she goes upstairs to talk to the gods again. And this time, it's not about her. It's not about, you know, what she would like to do in college. But it's just to take care of her mom. Because she deserves to feel lucky, too.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the episode, for sure. Going back and hollering at the gods and just praying and thanking them, you know, for looking out for her so far. She did throw in a little bit about that freshman 15 trying to hit her in the T and the A. But for the most part, she was keeping it on the level. And she was being real serious about making sure that Nelanie wasn't alone. And we know that Nelanie's not alone physically either, because she still has Andres.
And finally, we get the closure for Mohan, the loop, because she looks at her picture of her dad and says, and I'll see you at Princeton. Woo! Right. So sweet. And then we get a montage, and that is the end, because we get a montage of Fabiola killing it at Howard at the robotics team, and Gears is going to get a friend, it looks like, and... Eleanor's directing a movie that Trent is doing the pyrotechnics for. Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. You know, power couple. And we get Nelanie and Mr. Ramos together, which I thought was nice. Did we get a Paxton moment? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so. But no. We got Manish showing up for the first time.
Yeah, first time ever. And he's having... And he gets a line, believe it or not, about ice cream. So him and Kamala are in Baltimore. And they're living their life as well. And then we finally get Davey and Ben in Davey's dorm room. So Ben has made it to Princeton. Again, Ben got money. I think we're fine. I think it'll be fine. And Ben is now in Princeton. They're watching a movie, which you know what that means. And right. We get John McEnroe signing off one last time. And he says, for now. What does that mean?
I think that's it. I think that it means nothing. I think that he just said for now. We're supposed to be like, oh, what? Is something coming? Nothing's coming. Nothing's coming.
Yeah.
This is the last season of the show. Some people have speculated that the for now meant that maybe that Davey will pop up in The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Why? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but the cast, I think
they're at a made up college.
Yeah, the cast from Doom said that it was you know, just kind of like signals that the characters are still growing and learning. Like it's like a symbolic for now.
But I do have one more thing to add. So turns out the character that plays Mohan, he posted an alternate ending on his Instagram that he got in trouble and had to take down.
Okay. Do you remember what the ending was like?
Oh, yes. So turns out it's a picture. So they shot this. And it's Davey and Ben, older. They're both lawyers. Because remember, Davey wanted to become a Supreme Court justice and a hip-hop artist. So, which, again, understood. Right. And they are both lawyers. But turns out Davey's walking into the courtroom, I believe. And Ben smiles at her and says, hey, David. And turns out they haven't talked in a while. But then... that's the end credit, is like them just like kind of giving each other that smile.
Right. They still like each other after all this time. Blah, yes. Blah, 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 blah.
Like they, I guess, drifted apart or something. But then turns out they are still endgame is the point.
Right.
But he had to delete it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they were like, sir, get this shit off here.
Yeah.
The actress that played Davey, she did an interview saying that she felt like the ending said like that Davey's still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear that this is just one of the many chapters in a younger one's life, which is very exciting. And life continues and you have no idea what the fuck is going to happen next. And so whether she ends up with her and Ben or she ends up being the first Supreme Court justice to also be a hip hop artist, hopefully she's happy regardless. And that's the end.
100%. Okay, it's just, wow, that is it. I pray
we did it
for the good health of all my characters.
Yeah, and we did it, y'all. We did it. We did it, y'all. Yeah. Sasha, I'd say we need to say our goodbyes, but we did it at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't. Okay, we just had to get it because it's too weird. It's too much at the end because
it really is.
We're too full. Our cup runneth over.
Right, for sure. So that's it, y'all. Thank y'all for having us. Thank y'all for being with us. I don't think I've ended a podcast. Well, I guess I just ended Snowfall not too long ago. But yeah.
But you had like other stuff on the Connect. Maybe that's why it feels a little different.
Yeah, like if this is a sitcom, I'm walking out the door.
Insecure must have felt.
It did. It felt like, oh man. But I think we were already working on, but what's next? You know.
Oh, then
yeah, for Silent Podcast or the Never Have I Ever by Silent Podcast feed. Mm-hmm. This is it. Thank y'all for all your 5-star reviews. We would love some more on the way out.
If you
leave us a review and tell us what we should be covering next. Just give us some suggestions. Maybe we'll pop back up or maybe we'll cover it on RHAP. Who knows? Or post show recaps even, you know, you never know where Sasha and I are going to turn up.
So, yeah. Cause I don't think that this is the end for us, but we'll see. Nah. We'll see.
The end for now.
I have to keep bothering you for the radio. Oh, yeah. So you have to be irritated by me forever. Don't worry.
100%. And vice versa. Sasha, tell the people where can they find you in the meantime until whenever they find you again.
Yeah. So I will be on Rob Has a Podcast covering Mess Magnets, a pop culture celebrity gossip, all the silliness with Kirsten McKenis on Rob Has a Website /MessFeed. And of course, with Chappelle, I cover Below Deck. We talk Below Deck Down Under on the Bravo TV Wrap Ups feed. Been going ridiculous. We are on YouTube as well. So, you know, if you miss our faces, go over there. We're there. And probably more put together than how we look right now. And over on Post Show Recaps, I'm covering Special Ops Lioness. And if you are a patron of Rob as a Podcast, I covered The Slop with Rob. Because, you know, another guy I miss podcasting with. And with that, for everything else, one last time, you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And what about you, Chappelle?
You can find me wherever you can find Sasha. It seems like she's doing Below Deck. I'll be there too. And then also I'm on Rob Has a Podcast talking about Netflix shows still with Rob Cicinino. So he and I have the Nothing But Netflix podcast where last week we talked about Johnny Manziel, The Untold, the Johnny Football story. It was a great time. And then this week we should be talking about Suits on Netflix because it looks like me and Rob are going to have a Suits podcast. And so if you haven't got enough of me, check me out on Rob Has a Podcast and come check out our Suits coverage for Nothing But Netflix. And then our daily episodic Suits coverage moving forward. It should be a wild time. It looks like that's what we're going to do, but you'll only know for sure if you check out Nothing But Netflix this week. And then if you're a Big Brother fan, you probably heard me on the Stockwatch talking about Big Brother 24-5. What season is this? Dear God, 25. Check that out too. And then follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show, where I'll be tweeting out all the links to whatever else comes up.
Great. And one last time, thank you everyone for listening. Bye.
Peace.